Eleanor Minsky, calling from Saugerties. I'd like to make a comment on perhaps why we're in the opioid crisis that we're in. Yesterday, after my husband had an operation, I picked up pain medication, oxycodone for him, for 20 tablets. The price was 50 cents. Now you tell me why we're paying 50 cents for oxycodone and we have to pay hundreds of dollars for inhalers and insulin.
My name is Frederick Yeager from Canaan, New York. I was appalled to hear a New York congressman explain to Dr. Shartok the prevailing party line that we beat Trump in the voting booth in 2020 rather than engaging in the lengthy, if not potentially fruitless, process of impeachment. My retort to that ill-advised policy would be the question, what if Trump wins? What if through the machinations of the Russians and the sort of voter suppression and corruption that we saw in the midterms, the impossible occurs, exactly as it did in 2016, and Trump wins re-election? What then? How can any party watch our Constitution systematically be dismantled and wait for years, taking the coward's way out, and wait for voters to do what they themselves have sworn to do to defend the rule of law? It's disgraceful.
Bruce Grund from Kingston. What is needed now with the Mueller report, which is not only being withheld from the American public, who paid for it with their hard-earned taxes, but it is also being withheld from Congress. So what is needed now is someone who has the passion and the courage of a Daniel Ellsberg, who at great risk to himself took the then classified secret Pentagon papers during the Vietnam War and made them public. Now someone who has access to the Mueller report needs to make the Mueller report public.
Hi, Kenneth Garcia, Wilton, New York. Just listen to the comment from the Montclair State fellow on the Kentucky Derby. Quite frankly, the stewards made the right call. The horse lugged out of its position by three positions, kind of avoiding what looked like a super wet pool of water. The jockey has a duty to keep that horse within a certain confine in that race course, and Saez failed. And he even admitted it in the post-race commentary where they put a mic to him live after the race. It wasn't a PC decision, as the president said. Quite frankly, it was a hard decision.
This is Jack Millman in Worthington, Mass. Since the Reagan administration, not a single Republican administration has left office without starting a war in order to save their election and has come away with a definite deficit. We're looking at this happening again. They're going to try to start a war with Iran. And if they're successful, we're going to be in a lot more trouble than if we just never heard of Donald Trump.